Welcome back to Feathercast. As you probably know by now, ApacheCon is just a couple months away. We will be holding ApacheCon North America in Miami
in the third week of May.
We've got over 100 sessions lined up, covering all of the Apache projects, from ActiveMQ to ZooKeeper. I have with me today one of the speakers from ApacheCon. I'm speaking with Sean McKinney, who we've had on Feathercast a number of times before, and he's giving a couple talks at ApacheCon. Today he's going to be talking with us about his Thursday afternoon talk, The Anatomy of a Secure Web Application Using Java EE, Spring Security, and Apache Fortress. Thank you so much for joining us.
Rich, thanks for having me.
Sean, tell us what you will be speaking about in this session.
Yeah, so, the title is, as you said, The Anatomy of a Secure Web App, and anatomy being the key word here. So the idea for this talk started several years back, and I had just begun my full-time employment with Simus and was working on a new project that spanned multiple companies that included my friend and colleague, John Field, who's a security architect at EMC, now Pivotal. So at the time, we were working on a process to migrate legacy COBOL apps from running on their native IBM Z-Series mainframe platform to run on top of open systems architectures, i.e. Linux. These were massive programs with millions of lines of code and built over a period of decades. And their conversion processes required mimicking the mainframe's legendary security controls now onto Linux platforms using what was available to us via native and non-native security controls. This meant dealing with a multitude of security concerns across every tier of the system and into many of its sublayers as well. Mandatory access controls were enforced on every node in the system. Linux systems had to be hardened to the nth degree, and at the same time, multiple grains of authorization were required within the platform layers. Fortunately, everything we needed to do all this was already readily available and usable and easily found within the public domain. So we weren't recommending anything novel nor proprietary at the time. Only open, established, and time-worn practices were being targeted. That is, technologies released under permissible licenses like the Apache software license. And these things were allowed into the final design. So our problem wasn't with how to design the security system per se, nor how to build it. Strangely, those were the easy parts. The hard part for us was how do we convey the contents of its complex design to others in a way that is understandable? Because many of us are not, shall we say, security afflicted. So despite recommending only best practices, their concepts remain arcane, complicated, and generally not known to the masses. So to break through this complexity barrier, John and I borrowed an idea remembered from our youth, and that is those science textbooks that depict the human anatomy. You remember the ones that use translucent pages, each with a particular organ, all overlaying together, comprising the comprehensive image of the human body, complete with all of its subsystems. So we reckoned that this could be a good way to communicate our complicated security system design to others. So we stole this idea and used it for our end-to-end security design layout. Each image corresponds with an individual security component contained within a typical web app, from its outer to innermost layers. So what's unique about this particular talk is that it started with those initial visual images of a typical web security system architecture. Next, a test application was created to go along with those anatomy images. And the test app mimicked a typical web system, complete with test pages, links, buttons, list boxes, database tables, etc., all of which are under tight security controls of various types. So the goal of the test app was to create a comprehensive tutorial demonstrating all of the pertinent security controls that were contained within the anatomy diagram. So finally, we added instructions to install, deploy, and run the test app and published it all to GitHub. The project is called the Apache Fortress Demo, and we used it in our live demos, and it can also be used by anyone else who wants to try it out at home. So during our live demos, we would simultaneously dissect and discuss the web system security functionality, switching between the PowerPoint slides, visually depicting the images, and into the concrete demo to show how it all worked in a live system. So this talk has now been given about a half a dozen times at Spring One, Java One, a couple times at Apache Con, with the last time being in Budapest in 2015.
That's a really cool concept. It sounds like that concept could be repurposed for other unrelated projects as well. That's pretty neat.
Absolutely. Yeah, anything with many layers and lots of complexity. And, you know, for me, I can only keep like two things in my head at a time, and then more than that, I get lost. So it helped for us, and we've had good feedback from it too. I mean, I actually had and John and I both have given the talk together and separate, and he gave it in, I think it was spring of 15 in Austin, and I watched him give it, and afterwards, a guy walked up to him and said, "That is the best image I've ever seen that depicts security." He actually said those words, and I was standing in the background going, "Yes, finally, you know, we did something right."
Who should attend this talk? It doesn't sound like it's people just specifically using your particular stack, but it sounds more general purpose. But what audience are you aiming for in your presentation?
It is a Java security demonstration. So anyone who's in Java platform that's in security would be particularly interested. But I believe the concepts would work across other platforms. And so I'm going to say anyone who's interested in security-related topics should get something from it. The demo is going to cover security protocol interplays, including like TLS and its various forms and flavors, say LDAPS, for example, HTTPS. We're going to go over SAML 2.0, role-based access control, and some other things. I'd say anybody who's interested in security-related topics should get something from it.
What should I know before I sit down in your talk? What technical background will you assume that I already possess before I come in?
I'm going to assume basic conceptual understanding of security concepts like authentication, authorization, and encryption of data. So, you know, understand those concepts abstract, you know, those abstract concepts. And then we will then, you know, make them concrete for this specific platform in the demo.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me. And thank you for giving us that overview of your presentation. As I mentioned earlier, ApacheCon will be held in Miami the third week of May. You can find out more at ApacheCon.com. And if you register before April 12th, you'll save an additional $200 on your registration. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Rich.